In your own time, sir.
So, how did I come about SMS Just Limited? Tell you, this is my background. Originally, I'm from Zimbabwe. So, sure you can tell from my accent that you know, it's not quite British. So I remember when I was in Zimbabwe, when I was in my uncle's office, I was thinking, well, at that time, I was thinking maybe I was going to be an engineer or an architect or something. And I was
telling him that, you know what, we're going to own a building just like this one. So it was like, I think, like a 6-7 story building or something like that. So I was telling him, don't worry, I'm going to design a building and then we're going to own this building. And I won't be working for anyone, I'll be working for myself. And we'll be successful. So from then on, I remember, well, as far as I can remember, I never envisaged myself working for someone. So even when I worked for my uncle, the uncle I was talking to, he got me a job. I worked for one day. After that, I left. That was when I was 16, and that was in 1999. I didn't graduate in 1999, by the way. I graduated from Lancaster University in 2012. So it's just quite recent. So fast forward to 2009, I went to visit my cousin in London in 2009. He had just started trading Forex and stocks, and he was quite successful, and he used to put a lot of time in it. And around 2009, that's when I also applied for a place here at Lancaster University for my master's. And I got the place in network and internet systems. So I visited my cousin, and I was so fascinated, you know, with the trading, the buying and selling, because I'm good with numbers. So I thought, this should be something easy. Then what I did in 2009, I postponed my master's, or I deferred it to the next year, 2010. Thought, you know what, let me have a go at this forex trading and stocks trading. I didn't have any money to start with. All I used to do at that time was DJ. So I have a go at it. So first 6 months, it was all practice, because I didn't want to lose any money. So it was all practice. And then I got to a point whereby the money that I had saved, it was needed somewhere else. So I had to lend the money to someone else. So I still didn't have any money to start with. So I thought, okay, 2010 now. Okay, I'll look for a job. Because I had done network computing in my undergraduate. So when I went to look for a job, I went to look for a job in software development. And I don't know if any of you know a programming language for PHP. So it was for a job for PHP developer. I went for the interview, and the interview didn't go quite well. They hired me anyway, because they said, they liked my aptitude. And so when they hired me, I remember going to work, and I was just thinking, oh my days, I'm going to get sacked next week, because I was so bad at programming. I hated programming, even in my undergraduate. I liked the networking stuff of things, but I hated the programming side of things. So I hated Java, I hated PHP, I hated anything with code, but I liked, you know, configuration of networking and stuff. So it got to 3 months, and I was still working for the company. So when it got to 3 months, this company I was working for was called Itelbill. They did stuff to do with mobile billing. So you send a text message, and then you you receive a text message that builds your credit on your phone or your contract or stuff. So one day we're brainstorming on ideas. So what should we do next? What other ideas should we do as a company? And I came up with an idea. I told them, oh, let's start something called Juice SMS, whereby we send out text messages. Or do something to do with text messages, because they were already experiencing text messaging stuff. So they were sending text messages as well from like just mobile broadband dongle. We use mobile broadband dongles for internet. So they were sending text messages from that. And then they were like, nah, we won't do that. And then I gave them another idea again. I was like, okay, how about if we start something whereby we can transfer money from phone to phone? So like what Barclays is doing it now. And you get a lot of other countries that do it whereby I can transfer money from my phone to your phone. So that's basically transferring money from me to you without actually going through the bank. And then say, nah, we won't do that either. But then when it got to like 6 months after I worked for the company, they sacked me because they thought I wasn't good enough. And I was so mad at them because they had not done everything right. My employment, the procedure that they employed me in, and all the things that they did not do it properly. So I went to the Service Bureau and took him, well, he got to the level where ACAS was liaising with them and me because they had done something wrong, and then they ended up compensating me. But I was still so bitter that I thought, you know what, I'll take some of these ideas, I'll do them myself, I'll learn this programming and I'll do it and I'll show them that, you know, I can do something. 2010, I postponed my master's again to 2011. Thinking, you know what, let's go on with this idea and let me go back into a bit of the trading that I was doing and just see what I can do. Now I just don't want to trade myself. I want to program trading algorithms, and so that, you know, I don't get involved, my feelings don't get involved. So from 2010 to 2011, I was doing practicing trading, and I was learning a programming language called Python and PHP as well. So that I could send messages from mobile broadband dongles, and so that I can go and pitch to businesses and start talking about it. So from then on, I started building my website bit by bit, one page, two pages, three pages, four pages. So I started having an idea, and by the time I got to 2011, I thought, you know, I can't leave this master's. I can't leave this master's for too long now. If I postpone it again for the fourth time, then they'll probably say, you know what, maybe the course is not available next year and stuff like that. And I thought, you know what, I'll do it. Since I want to learn more about programming, there's a bit of Java in there, something that I hated before. So in 2012, I started my master's, and the programming language I hated the most, I found it was so easy because of the learning of Python and PHP programming language I've been doing in the year when I was at home. So when I started doing that, I had a discussion with Lusu, business development manager from Lusu. I presented my idea to them. I was like, look, you can send text messages using a mobile broadband dongle. And they're like, oh, nice, that's good. And they said, oh, we'll see what we can do. We'll try to get you into maybe talk to some people, some business advisors, and see what you can do and stuff like that. My website was still shabby at that time. So by the time I got to finish my master's in 2012, I was thinking, okay, I'll still do a little bit of this SMS messaging programming stuff, but since now I know Java, and since now I love Java, and I'm good at PHP and I'm good at Python, I will go and look for this trading algorithm job now in London, trading algorithms, and then I'll be in the, what you call, banking sector or trade sector or something like that. And then I was thinking, oh, then I'll make a lot of money, and I'll be doing it for myself as well. But I went out of Lancaster looking for jobs, and the interviews that I did get were for programming languages that were I had not done before. So then, the jobs I was looking for outside there, there's a company that found me here in Lancaster. I was looking for, so they found me. And they called me in, and they said, oh, we like your stuff that you've done with text messaging and stuff. So do you want to come and work for us? I was like, yes, why not? Let's see where we can get with this. I started working for them. So they did things about text messaging at a more advanced level than I did, because they had to give me like a 150-page book to read in a week. To learn how a certain text messaging protocol works and stuff like that. So when I was working at that company here in Lancaster, I learned a lot more things that actually contributed to my ideas about the business I'm running today. So it was from 2012, October, I worked for the company until 2nd of September 2013, and in between then I still kept in touch with Lancaster University Students Union, asking them, you know, if there was any opportunities for advice, you know, and even if they knew people, you know, who would be interested in my idea about text messaging. So in September 2013, the company went into administration, so we got made redundant. I was thinking one of two things: either move out of Lancaster, leave my family in, and then go and look for a job somewhere else, or start a business. So then 7 days later, I went and registered a company, SMS Juice Limited. And when I went and registered the company, I was lucky that there was a company that we were working with in the company that I got made redundant to. They wanted my services right away. So, and the manager as well, or the managing director as well from that company, who technically ran the company to administration, was also had some contacts who he wanted me to get into contact with, and so that he can be a consultant or something, or middleman, because there was a lot of work, SMS work to do, software work to do. So from then on, they're still my clients today, and they provide a lot of revenue for my company. So I was lucky that as soon as I started the company, I had some big clients. One of them is a small telecoms provider, or telecoms operator, they call Marathon Telecom. And from September to December, I was just doing work in my office, my bedroom, I had a desk in my bedroom and everything. I was just doing on my laptop and everything. So I just go out, maybe to Starbucks for meetings with the people I was supposed to meet with. And it's only in last year in August that I realized, you know what, let me start expanding on the services side, because I was making a lot of SMS messaging software. And I thought, you know what, let me run the service and actually put an effort into trying to get more clients, because if I lose the ones that I've got now, then that's it for me. So I joined the Chamber of Commerce. I came again to Lancaster University Students Union and I started talking to them, and they said, okay, we'll subscribe to your software. So I built a version of my software which sends messages to people with mobile broadband dongles. And Lancaster University Students Union took it on as a licensing contract. And so when they gave me advice to join the Chamber of Commerce as well, that's where I met a couple of people, one of them is going to speak today, I think. And that's where I met you as well. Yeah. And it was good that I joined the Chamber of Commerce, but the Chamber of Commerce and these networking events, I felt, you know, they're kind of like a slow burner. They're not something, you know, that gets you out there really quickly. And so that has been my challenge up to today, you know, the marketing side of things. The software now, the software programming and development is now easy, you know, but it's just the marketing side of things now, which is kind of like bogged me down. I've been trying so hard to do the marketing side of things, and sometimes I just think, okay, I'm under-investing in, or I'm under-utilizing the revenues that are coming into the company, because some of them are just sitting there and they're not going out there, you know, to do marketing for me because I don't know exactly what to go and do. So I've gone on some courses that have been provided by the European Development Fund, and they've helped me on how I should go and do some marketing, but they didn't help me to a point whereby, you know, someone would sit down with me and say, you know what, let's have a look at your marketing strategy, there's something wrong in it, or this needs to be corrected. And that has been my challenge up to today. And I found out that I was spreading myself too thinly as well when I started trying to market out there. I was trying to target a lot of industries. So just to let you know what SMS Studio does now, we do build SMS messaging software and we run text messaging services. So let's say your barber or hair salon, you set up an appointment with them and then they send you a text message maybe the day before to remind you for you to turn up. Because for them, the text message costs only 3p and what are they going to get in return? For barbers, £8. For ladies going, maybe they'll pay £40 to £120. And so that 3p of text messaging reminder for them is actually something that is good for them, because they're saving, or they're avoiding losing out on someone who's forgotten to come for the appointment. So same for doctor's appointments, and same for hospital appointments. They don't want to lose out, so sometimes, so now they're sending out text messages. Garages, they're doing the same. British Gas, when they come to your house, they want to make sure that you're there so that they increase productivity. So text messaging is in a lot of things. So now my challenge at the moment is actually approaching some of these businesses and doing business with them. I have successfully got some clients now, in say double digits of the number of clients that I have. But they're small clients, they don't send messages every day. Maybe it's like once a month or once in 2 weeks or something like that. So I still want to get more. And I've gotten to a point whereby I've decided, instead of spreading myself thinly, I'll focus on one industry at a time, or maybe a couple of industries at a time. So now I'm trying to focus on ones whereby they need text messaging as, can I say, maybe as a necessity. So like the health service. So I've been researching a lot on how to get into the public sector and work with the NHS. I've met them a couple of times, and they've given me advice on how to, on the things that I need to do, and they've shown me who my competitors are and what I need to do, you know, to get to that level as well. And I've also got, I've also been invited to some workshops here that have been organized by the NHS bodies to come and exhibit my products and services. But I'm still nowhere near where I want to be on actually marketing my product to them, because I've got to try to look at it from their perspective, and I've learned from talking to some other people that my software has to work with what they have already, because they probably won't take my software on if they have something that's reliable already. So they probably want something that's a whole package. So that's where I am today. And the other challenge that I have is the other lady who came first had as well, you know, is keeping my business as a baby. It's kind of like, this is my baby. So I'm quite selfish at trying to see if I can find other people, you know, who can actually help me, especially on this marketing thing. I feel that, you know, that marketing agencies around are vultures, because they've never proven to me that it works. So if there's a marketing agency, or if someone in here can start a marketing agency whereby they can prove that it works first, and then if I can see that, oh, it works, I'll pay you some money, I'll pay you everything that you need. So, and if there are any marketing agencies out there which can do that, or like kind of like a no-win, no-fee, or try us first and then you see how we do, like a results-orientated, then they would actually help small businesses start, because small businesses have a lot of doubt in how marketing works. They don't really have faith in it because they've never seen it work. So, but I believe it's going to work out for me, to be honest with you.
Wilson, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Say when you're in the early stage of the business, it's very lonely. Who do you talk to? Do you have a mentor or somebody that you speak to regularly who helps you to think things through?
I used to speak to my uncle in Zimbabwe a while ago, because he's always worked for himself. Other than that, not really. It's quite a lonely thing, you know, for you to start your own business. I saw an article we just talking about LinkedIn the other day that is quite. For you even to find a mentor, it's you've got to find someone that you would respect and look up to and say, this person can help me. And also that person, obviously for them to help you, you know, they've got to kind of like you as well, or maybe they've got to be ready to help you as well. So it's a two-way thing. I've seen other people succeed in business. That's what keeps me going. So there's a way to do it. So it's going to happen.
One of the things we've wondered about sometimes is whether it would help if lots of people in the organisation, or a handful of people in the organisation, to connect up and to be able to share problems together and discussions about. Because a lot of people, students or recent students who started up, will be having similar issues to you, just to have that forum to share.
Yes, that would be good, but it would be better if they're actually people who can also share experiences and actually give them advice to say, you know what, if I were you, I would do this. At the end of the day, it's that person who's taking advice. It's that person's decision. But I believe it's a good idea if something like that was started. I wish I would have come to these meetings in 2011 and 2012 when I was doing my master's here. But I was too busy, to be honest. I was so busy that I didn't even know that they existed. It's only after I left that I saw that, oh, there's a finance society, economic society, business society. And I joined them then, but it was of no use anymore to me. So.
Interesting.
Thank you. So, anyway, that's been a journey for me, and I believe in persistence. Persistence beats resistance, and it's only those who believe in the impossible who see the invisible.